StormLakeRadio.com, catching up with head coach of Esac County Girls Soccer, head coach Bob Babe. And for your team, coach, hard to have a much better week. You pick up 16 goals in your two wins throughout the week. Kind of walk us through this one back-to-back and a little bit of a lull here in the back part of the week.
Yeah, just like you said, we had two really solid games Monday and Tuesday night. Monday against Riverside, we got the 10 goals in, and then we had a hot start on Tuesday, got 5 goals in the first half, added a 6th one in the second half, and overall we played very well.
Talk about the opening matchup of the week, if you will. You get Oakland Riverside, a team that seems like you guys can never get matched up against, but you did for this one. You score 4 in the first half. You really come out and explode in the second half for 6 more. Kenna Meyer has 4 goals. Based on the stat sheet, Danae Thayer didn't see a whole lot of attack against her, but did make one save. Walk us through this one. Seemed like a dominant win front to back.
Yeah, we were playing really, really well. Moving the ball, we even got a couple defensive goals with Addie Ehler and Hannah Putin scoring. But with our defense being up so far, we did give up some counterattacks, and that's how they got their one shot against us for Danae's save. But overall, we were making good passes and giving ourselves great opportunities.
Talk about that one's got to feel good. You know, anytime your team scores 10 is a good day, but only, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is only the second time the team's gotten to 10. There was a playoff game a number of years ago against Boyd and Whole Rock Valley. You got 10 in. That's got to be an extra special huddle at the end of the game after scoring 10 goals.
It was, and we've talked about that every year, how we haven't had a chance to 10-point anybody, how we just, we need to find a way to finish. We've gone to 8 or 9 a couple times, but we've never found a way to finish and get that 10th goal. And the girls are really excited when they hit number 10 that Monday night.
Chatting with head coach Bob Babe of Esac County Girls Soccer. And now you move to the Tuesday night game. Again, both games at your place. A nice change of pace for you and the girls, I'm sure. You open up the first half 5-1. The game ends up a 6-4 final. Walk us through this one. Seemingly a tale of two halves, and the team was able to weather the storm from West Central Valley in the second half.
Yeah, and just like you said, the first half and the second half, completely different games. We knew West Central Valley was going to be good coming into playing us. They only had 2 losses, and they're both ranked teams, Panorama and Underwood. So we knew that they were a solid team. Luckily for us, we were really hot. It seemed like everything we did that first half went our way. Great passes. Every shot we took was on frame, and most of them went into the net. Second half, West Central Valley made their adjustments, which I warned the girls about at halftime might happen, and it was a much different game, much more physical, and they controlled the ball a little bit better than we did, as we just had a solid defense and kept a lot of their shots away from frame.
Talk about that one goal you score in the second half. Is there any sort of confidence you can build off of that? I mean, obviously 5 in the first half is a perfect half, essentially. You give up the 1, but yeah, end up scoring 5. How different does it feel going into the huddle after that game with a 6-4 win versus a 5-4 win had you not scored anything in the second half?
Yeah, that one goal it gave us a little bit of relief. We still had a decent lead at that time, but you know, you just take a deep breath after you score that goal. It's like, all right, maybe they won't just get on a run and beat us here at the end. But it felt good to get that one goal there in the second half. And then the defense sat back and kept clearing the ball out the best they could to keep the game in our advantage.
Once again, chatting with head coach Bob Babe of Esac County Girls Soccer. And now, coach, you look forward to a busy week next week. You're at home again for both of the weekday games. You've got Kemper coming up on Tuesday, Spirit Lake coming to town a Thursday, and then a Denison tournament on Saturday. Walk us through some of your thoughts on this week and how the team's getting prepared for this week. Again, a week between when they played on Tuesday before getting back to it next Tuesday against Kemper.
Yeah, we definitely need this week break. We're banged up from those back-to-back games. So the girls are taking advantage of getting healed up right now and And next week's going to be a tough week for us. Kemper's always solid. Just looking at some of their stats this year, they're playing very well. Spirit Lake, we've never played before, but stat-wise, again, they're a solid team. They have a couple really good scorers on their team. And then Saturday, we get Riverside again for our opener at the tournament, but then we have to play Panorama again, who we know has loaded a roster. They'll give them a big advantage there.
Talk us through some of your thoughts now. We'll go game by game here. You start off with a bit of a rivalry matchup, a friendly rivalry matchup, if you will, against Kemper. You guys were able to pick up the win last year by a goal, but Kemper's won the previous three. Walk us through what you're seeing in that one, as both teams about as familiar with each other as you can get.
Yeah, we're equally paired teams. Every year it's a pretty good game. It usually seems like in the second half they pull away from us a little bit, get a couple goals ahead, and we fight, try to get back into it. And luckily for us, last year we did. We took that lead there in the second half, and we held on to it. But it's going to be a physical battle. They like to get into bodies. They're good with the ball, and it should be an exciting game.
Then you move to Thursday night. You've got Spirit Lake coming to town. A team, like you said, it's the first time you're going to be playing them, but a team looking at their numbers outside of a really good Spencer team that shut them out. They've only allowed one goal, wins over Lamar, Sheldon, Sioux Center, and Storm Lake so far. Give us some of your early thoughts on this one, maybe some of the challenges of seeing a team for the first time when you get ready to play Spirit Lake coming up Thursday.
Yeah, the biggest challenge, I don't know what they're bringing me. I don't know formation-wise, how well they handle the ball, the speed of their players, stuff like that. I do know that we need to focus on a couple of their main scorers and know where they're at all times, and make sure our defense is aware of where they are and try to eliminate the open shots and force them to take bad shots.
And then finally, you move into the Denison tournament. You talked about Riverside. You talked about Panorama. They're both teams you've seen. Talk about this one. It's a little bit of a different tournament than we're used to seeing, as we talked about it before this interview, but this year only six teams playing instead of the regular eight.
Yeah, instead of doing a bracket play, they just have kind of like a pool play. We know ahead of time who we're playing. We'll get Riverside, and then we'll get a break, and we'll play Panorama. I don't know what each team will bring against us. A lot of prom activities going on this weekend, next weekend, and the following week, so not quite sure how many of their players will travel. I do know I'll be missing a few players, and those two games might be interesting games for us.
All right, Coach. Sounds like an interesting week for you next week, and thank you for the time, and good luck going forward.
Thanks a lot.
And that was head coach Bob Babe of East Sac County Girls Soccer. You've listened to it right here on StormLakeRadio.com.